1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Give me a mic check there,
check,
Chef
check,
Anthony.
Check, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2.
That sounds no good. That's no good.
That's no good?
Do it again.
Check.
Can you do it in like a high falsetto?
Check.
Perfect. Long time no see, man. What's going on?
Hey, dude, a buddy of yours is the instigator behind Letters from Nebraska, Mark Means.
Oh, yeah.
Mark and Diane Means, Unforsaken Allies. Well, 3 years ago, they encouraged me to do something for their son, who was stationed over in Carolina in the Marines. And so we started this program called Letters from Nebraska, and we encourage youth groups, kids, scouting, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, write letters of thank you to our troops. We love you. God bless America, that kind of thing. And I'm collecting jerky, summer sausage, dried fruit, nuts, and popcorn to put into care packages to send overseas. So this will be our third year doing this, and we are collecting to send care packages to Nebraska troops overseas. 200 troops we're collecting for. So it's a tall order, I know. We did 85 last year, and because of the hostilities in the world, it's almost tripled. So I have locations all over town with red Christmas barrels. There's decorated Christmas stuff and signage explaining what we're doing. And Tiffany Square has a barrel up on Fadley. The VA Hospital on Broadway has a collection barrel. St. Paul's Lutheran Church on Harrison has a barrel. And Destiny Church on Highway 30 has a barrel.
How many Nebraska troops do you feel are overseas, and where are they?
They're not going to tell me because it's, you know, security reasons. But when I called my contact in Lincoln and said, we're ready to do it again, he said, Chef, can you do it for 200? And I said, absolutely.
That's
pretty awesome.
That's fantastic. I didn't know Mark Means was behind this.
Well, he was the inspiration. Like I said, he called me up. His son was already in for 10 months at the time that he called me in the fall of 21. And he said he can't come home this year. And I know he's really homesick. So I said, okay, let me think about it. And I came up with the idea for Letters from Nebraska. And it's a big hit. It really is.
This is fantastic. You're looking for donations of beef jerky, summer sausage, popped popcorn, nuts, dried fruit, things like that. They should be in store-bought packages and
not only homemade jerky.
We can't take that.
And so then we collect everything up. The last date is October 30th is the last date you can donate, which is a Monday from today. And then we'll put it together in boxes. The people in Lincoln typically let me know how to package them in groups of 30, 40, 50 or whatever, and then they sort them out to their various locations. But I remember getting care packages overseas during the Iranian hostage crisis back in 79. And I was out on the middle of the ocean in the Gulf of Iran for 67 days and didn't see land. And a care package came to me from my mom. And I shared it with everybody around. It was pretty heavy.
Yeah, I could imagine what that is like. I mean,
yeah.
Even when you get a piece of mail here domestically that's not a bill, even that's exciting.
Woohoo! My mother made homemade cookies, and they were in gallon-sized Ziploc bags, and they didn't even turn to crumbles. They were dust. And I was pouring chocolate chip cookie dust into my shipmates' hands, and they're like, oh, this is so good, man.
It still tastes good.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you, what is Tiffany Square?
Tiffany Square is a care facility on West Fadley. We used to call them nursing homes. We don't call them nursing homes anymore. But it's a...
Gotcha. You can also, I'll say between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, you can drop your donation here, and I'll make sure it gets to
one of these facilities. If you want to find out more, you can go to the Business Coalition for Veterans Facebook page, and you'll see all the details on there, and you'll see photos. Last year, we actually got a response back from Kosovo, a Kearney veteran, looked me up on the Facebook page, sent me a nice thank you note, and a photo of him and his group around, you know, digging on the treats. So that's pretty cool.
Chef, thanks for everything you do.
Yeah. 308-227-8018. Love you guys. God bless.
Thank you, my brother.